whatever I say in this story, it has to be conveyed from other person, from other person who tells a story, that I do not create story by myself. And that is why sometimes I do not wish to mention a person's name, because I do not want to dishonor his name or his being, if it's a negative situation, like the one I just finished telling. So being an elder, it's not an easy thing. And that is the reason why many of those elders that I have interviewed, that I wanted to interview, declined to be recorded, and even declined to speak to me, some of them, because they are afraid that they might be ridiculed or even threatened what they have said. So this is very strong in this area, in our Muskego land. It is very existent. It's existing here. And rumors can be very dangerous. Bad rumors, accusations, and even in jokingly, can be very hurtful to an individual. And that is one has to consider when you want to be telling a story. And that is one of the reasons why also it is much better if you do not mention the name, unless the person actually gave you the permission that you can use his name. The reason why I can name these two men, because they already passed away. Nothing is going to hurt them in this world anymore. So they are already gone to the next world. And that's one example that I wanted to bring out about being an elder and being to tell the story, the real story that is true, you know, just recently. That is why I don't want to speak about the recent history. I want to speak about only the very old, before the European and also after contacts, maybe at least 200 years past, before 200 years ago. It's better, because most of the people that are involved in the story have already passed away, and their remaining and descendant are not so much to be heard if they heard the story about their ancestors. And that is why that is one thing that I wanted to express in this report. To be very careful not to mention someone's name. And so the man that I begin with his name was John Martinez. John Martinez is a different person. John Martinez is a very well-liked person. He is easygoing kind of a person. He can say things which actually doesn't hurt anyone. And he is very willing, you know, to console a person who is in problem. That is the reason they had put him in that a position of counselor for the youth in this community. And that is the reason why he can put up with the hardship of keeping his grandchildren in his home. So it's not that I want to put him down that I mentioned about my visit to him, but it was a just unfortunate matter. But hopefully in time, this situation may change for his life better. And then there is this man that I want to return to, is Joseph Karakovic. Quite a few people consider him as absent-minded person, or shall I say, mentally retarded person. People consider him that. But to my opinion, he is the most clear-minded person to remember the past. He can quote his person a long time ago, and he can carry on the story from such person he quoted.